We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. And in our call to worship today, I'm going to be in Ezekiel chapter 34. And here in this passage of Scripture, I'm going to, Lord willing, this week and next week be in this passage to kind of share the concerns that God had for the spiritual leaders of Israel. And oftentimes in the Old Testament, the spiritual leaders were known as shepherds. We get the word pastor, is the idea of shepherd or under-shepherd. And in verse 7 of Ezekiel 34, it says, "Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock." Jeremiah has almost a parallel message that is found there in Jeremiah 31 about the shepherds of Israel that had failed the flock of God. They failed in several different ways. Number one, they failed to take care of the sheep. They failed to take care of the sheep. Now, isn't that the first duty of a shepherd? I mean, you're called a shepherd. All right, the whole idea is a keeper of sheep, one who protects the sheep. They carried with them a rod so they could drive off the wolves that would come, but also to tend to the sheep and to protect them. They failed to protect the sheep. Number two, they failed to feed the sheep. Now, you're not going to be able to have a wool that is of worth of any quality if you don't feed the sheep. You're not going to have a herd that brings money at the end of the season if you don't feed the sheep. So they failed not only to protect and attend to the sheep, but they also failed to feed the sheep. And then thirdly, we're told that they failed to go out and seek for the ones that got lost. Now that is perhaps one of the most telling things. It's bad whenever you don't take care of the sheep. It's bad when you don't feed the sheep. But then when the sheep get lost and you don't go looking for them to bring them back home, I don't think there's anyone here in this room that if their child got lost wouldn't be out looking for them. It's just instinctive within a human heart. Where's my child? Where did my child go? And do everything in the world to find that child. Every time I hear stories of that, you always hear of the parents that are out looking for the child. Neighbors and friends gathered up to go out and to look for the child. And the picture is here of the spiritual leaders of Israel that weren't taking care of the sheep. They had the title, but they didn't have the heart. They had the title, but they didn't care for their people. They had the title, but they didn't feed the people. They had the title, but they didn't go out looking for the ones that were lost. This is quite an indictment, is it not? And as we read on in that passage, the Lord says what He's going to do with those shepherds. We're going to look at that next time. But their systemic failure was that they didn't have a heart for the sheep. I pray that as we gather around God's Word today, and as we teach God's Word, that we as sheep will take it to heart. Who is the good shepherd? Who is the chief shepherd? Who is the great shepherd? It's the Lord. He's going to speak to us from His Word today. As sheep, we have a responsibility to follow the shepherd. Follow the shepherd. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. I'm just an under-shepherd. Dr. Watt and I are just under-shepherds. We work for the chief shepherd. If we're not doing our job communicating God's Word, then we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We need to be fired if we're not teaching God's Word. But we've gathered here today to hear what God has to say. And so I pray that God would help us all. I'm one of the sheep, too. I have to follow the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd, we're told. But I've got to have my ear listening to what when he speaks, when he calls my name to come. When he says it's dinner time, I come to the book and I feed. The Bible says that he leads us in and out of green pasture. We never go to brown spots. We never go to places where there's nothing to eat. And there's always the still waters for you and I to drink from, and that's the water of the Word of God. May God help us today as we've gathered together, not to waste this time, but that we might be taught by the Chief Shepherd today.